So you're saying what you're saying is you're thinking about living in Vrindavan, but some people are saying you're not at that stage yet, you don't have guru, you're not initiated. Well, those are all external considerations, because actually the only real factor, there's only one factor here about living in Vrindavan. That's if Radha and Krishna are pleased and they allow you to live there. This Vrindavan is not owned by the guru. It's not owned by anyone of this world. Vrindavan is the body of Krishna. In one Purana, it says that the Yamuna is the Susumna Nadi of Krishna, and the forest of Braj are the hair on Krishna's body, and the 12 forests are the 12 parts of his body. There are some Puranic verses which explain, as the Bhagavatam is the body of Krishna, so is the forest land of Vrindavan. So this land is Krishna, Radha and Krishna's bhumi, land. It's non-different. The spiritual world above and below is the same. This Vrindavan and that Vrindavan is the same. That's proven in Bhagavatamritam by Sanatana Goswami. In the second part, in chapter 6, there's a whole discussion towards the end. It's called Abhishta Labha, attainment of all desires. Where Gopakumar, he goes to the spiritual world and he meets Krishna, and then he experiences Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual world, then he comes back to Braj Mandal. He was born in Govardhan. He's a story, but it takes place as a story, it takes place 500 years ago. So 500 years ago, he's living at Govardhan, Vrindavan. He's a coward boy, Gopakumar. Then he got this mantra from a guru, Gopal mantra, and he started chanting with great sincerity. He became so powerful and so pure and so empowered that he was able to travel all over the universe and see all the different places, Shivalok and Indralok and everywhere. And then he finally went to Golok Vrindavan, spiritual sky. Then he returned and came back after his spiritual odyssey. And he said, oh, it's the same here. That's all told here. Verse 360. This is part 2, chapter 6, Abhishta Labha. Verse 365 to 375, 380, like that. There's no, it says Sri Sarup. That was the spiritual name of Gopakumar. He didn't see any difference between the two Dhams, Brajabhumi on earth and Brajabhumi in a spiritual sky. But before he attained this realization, he had to make great endeavor to transfer himself from Gokula to Golok. He was born in Gokul, here on this earth planet. He did so much chanting and he went through so many different experiences to finally go to Golok. And he finally realized, I didn't have to go anywhere. It's all right here. Which means that the spiritual world is right here. Where you are is where it is. If you're in pure spiritual consciousness, then you're in the spiritual world. You're with Radha and Krishna. You're having spurti, you're having such a darshan. They're speaking to you, they're serving you, you're serving them, you're interacting with them. So this he realized. Traveling from one to the other, back and forth, may make it seem there's some distinction. But I'm so attached to both places, I can hardly see any difference at all. So, if Radha and Krishna somehow allow you to live in Vrindavan, you just do it. It doesn't depend on anyone's sanction. It doesn't depend on anything. If you're praying to Radharani and you really want to do it, then you just move to Vrindavan.
So, we can live anywhere in Vrindavan, like in Radha and Vrindavan?
As far as living in Vrindavan as a young man like yourself, probably because there's more variety of devotional. There's more variety of devotional activities in Vrindavan, especially since you're not a Bengali. Here at Radhakund is mostly, it's like the topmost place. Rupa Goswami says it. He says right in Upadeshamrita, higher than Mathura is Vrindavan, higher than Vrindavan is Rasamandala. That's the highest place, Vamshivad Rasamandala. Rasoli Gram also, Rasamandala. higher than the Ras Mandala is Govardhan. And higher than Govardhan is Radhakund. It's the highest place in the universe, topmost place. So generally, when the Goswamis came to Vrindavan, five of the six Goswamis stayed in Vrindavan. Only Raghunath Das stayed here. So staying here means to live like Raghunath Das Goswami, total Vairagya life.
Because in Radhakund we have so much Bengali, we don't have so much speaker in
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're a Hindu person or a Hindi-speaking person, there's lots of social life in Vrindavan, devotee social life, let's say, and so many Thakurjis and festivals and many, many Bhagavad Saptas and all many programs, and they're all given in Hindi. I know many devotees, they live in one institution in Vrindavan. And they're initiated there in that institution, but every day they go to some classes that are given by some sadhu speaking Hindi about, Radharani. So just be quiet. And they're very much inspired there. But if they were in Radhakund, only the classes are given in Bengali. So they would have to learn right away. And so I think that if you try living in Vrindavan, if Krishna and Radharani are pleased with you, then you can continue to serve them there and cultivate your spiritual life either singly or maybe later you get married or whatever. Don't ever hesitate. If somehow the idea comes in your mind, live in Vrindavan, who gave you that idea? Did your father give you that idea? Did your mother give you that idea? I doubt it. It came inside your heart. Who gave the idea? It came from Krishna. Bhakti is not in our heart. We do not have bhakti. If we had bhakti, we'd be in bliss. Because bhakti means ladini and samvit. We are miserable. Adiatmika klesha, adibhautika klesha, adidaivika klesha. We're always miserable, full of problems. So there's no bhakti inside of us. There's no bliss inside of us. There's no prema inside of us. Prem is unlimited bliss. We have the term premanand, prem sagar, prem sindhu. We don't have one bindu of prem inside of us. So Krishna somehow puts that desire, and if you don't follow, he's giving you that desire. Now, it's a good one. You have thousands and thousands of desires in your mind which are all wrong. They're selfish, and they're materialistic, and they may be sinful. They're due to your parabdha and aparabdha. So if this type of desire arises, you're greatly fortunate. And you're Indian, you don't need a visa. You don't need a big expensive plane ticket. You don't have to acclimatize yourself to the hot or the cold. You live here. Yeah, the dark skin and dark eyes, which are perfect for a sunshiny, bright place. If you have fair skin and blue eyes, it's very difficult to live in such a... too much tej, too much light and too much heat. Very difficult. Westerners have a very difficult time staying here. Unless they have AC and so many facilities, they can't survive. So they do, and they survive, and because they're serious. They want to live here. So I wouldn't listen to anyone. That is just, that's what it means, lobha, greed. Greed means, I don't care what you say. I'm going to marry that girl. Right? It happens every day. Parents say, no, 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 I don't like her. Bad family. They say, marry. Yeah, you know? So if someone is willing to ignore his own mother, ignore his own father, and his whole parivar, kaka, mama, chacha, talji, and the whole jiju, and fufa, bufa, whatever the lumpy, lumpy parivar, and say, and run away with his lover. That's his independence. That's his inspiration. That's his prerna. He can't hear them. He can't hear reason. He can't hear logic. The parents are speaking reasonable logic. What are you doing? You lose all the support. I don't care. Love, love, love. This is rag. One should have this for Krishna. Single, married, that doesn't matter. You live in Braj. Do bhajan. There's thousands of bhaktas around the world that are praying, oh, I wish I was Indian, I could live in Vrindavan. At least they're praying like that. Of course, everything should be done properly. I'm not saying be a renegade, be a rebel from your parents. I'm not saying that. But you should understand that no one really sanctions that living in Vrindavan is not sanctioned by anyone but Bhagavan. This is his house. Anybody can come and live in your house? No. If your father is his brother or uncle or somebody, no, okay, one day, 2 days. So this is Krishna's house, Vrindavan. If he puts invitation in your heart, then, if not today, then 10 years from now, whenever, you come and live in Vrindavan. Everything done properly. Serving parents, getting married, that's also Dharma. So then you can also do Sanatana Dharma everywhere. Anywhere you can think of Krishna, anywhere you can create Vrindavan consciousness. Huh? That's your personal business, not mine. Do you have more questions?